Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, December 17th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a fun day, a fun day off, a fun weekend. Out there doing some shopping. Christmas shopping, or at least some online shopping. Not too many more days left for that. In order to get your packages before Christmas, man, hard to believe, right? I don't know about you. Is it harder and harder to browse on the web these days? It seems like, I mean, if you're on a PC or a laptop or even a tablet, there's so many ads and pop-ups and videos that play automatically. You know, I seem to be using mobile more and more just because it seems that websites and news apps are more lightweight. But not always, of course. I mean, it seems like some of the sites are automatically popping you into the App Store to try to get you to download a game or something. But for the most part, the mobile experience is starting to be better than the browser experience on a PC. It just amazes me how many times you open up a website and it either there's a pop-up, right, that blocks you. And sometimes it's that delayed pop-up, right? It starts to load and you think you see a link you want to click on. But just as you click on it, something pops up or the page moves and you end up clicking on an advertisement. And then, of course, the videos. I mean, if you're using Edge, you can't really do anything about it. But if you're using Chrome, you can block some of them, although I haven't had that much success with all of them. Anyways, so it's also the time of year to talk about predictions for 2017. We'll see more of that after Christmas, but there's an article in MSN Money that I thought was kind of interesting that said, how to win at the stock market in 2017. So the first sentence in that article is all you need to read. Being in the right place at the right time is a way to win the stock market. There you go. Do you need to know anything else? Right place, right time. Period. Next article. No, seriously, they had five areas that they were recommending. I didn't see any stock picks in there, but they talked about secular growth companies that, companies that sell things so critical that demand doesn't fall even if the market or economy falters. Things you have to have, right? They talked about healthcare stocks in general, but sometimes that's my dividend theme when I pick conservative stocks that pay dividends. Things that, you know, that you, toothpaste and shampoo and that kind of stuff. Anyways, but of course you do want the growth as well, if you can find that. They also talked about the cloud, artificial intelligence. They talked about Trump stocks that would benefit from President Donald J. Trump. So they talked about financial stocks, which have already seen a big rally, right? You know, less regulations, less taxes, you know, maybe some companies that are going to be able to repatriate some money. They also talked about connected cars. So you've probably seen the articles about, you know, we know the self-driving cars, but also cars that communicate with each other, know where each other is on the road at any given time. So, and that could be some of the software companies and auto companies that are working on that technology to make your cars more self-aware. What was that Stephen King book? Carrie? No, not Carrie. The car? I can't remember. Anyways, that car had a mind of its own, right? That's kind of scary. Gold has had six straight weeks of losses. Well, future Fed hike, stronger dollar. Gold's still up for the year, though, I think. So Disney released a movie on Thursday night. A new Star Wars movie, right? So Rogue One. So they estimated $135 to $140 million. And the big unknown is weather, right? It's pretty cold in the Midwest. I saw some way below zero temperatures there. Anyway, so Thursday night business, they did $29 million, which is the biggest Thursday preview of the year and seventh largest of all time. An opening day estimation of $70 million. And they're thinking this is the second largest December domestic opening in history, behind last year's Star Wars Episode VII, The Force Awakens, on the same weekend. I think Disney plans on releasing a Star Wars movie every single year, right? Not a bad idea. Till we get bored with it. Anyway, so they're thinking that Rogue One could be the top performer when all said and done for 2016. So far in 2016, Disney has the top movie, domestic producer, Finding Dory, the sequel to Finding Nemo, right? Which has made $486 million. So, yay, Disney. I do own Disney stock, and I like Disney stock. Nissan. Nissan is going to mass produce a $17,000 electric vehicle. So I've talked in the past about Tesla and why I think competition is going to hurt Tesla, whether it's from Ford, Toyota, and now Nissan. Here comes Nissan. So they're going to, well, potentially mass produce a car for $17,000. And it plans on sharing a common platform with its parent Renault and Mitsubishi Motors. So it'll be a plug-in. And it could be a big seller in India and China, they say. We'll see if it makes the market here as well. Tesla's going to have some competition. But Tesla's not just about cars. So they are planning on initiating an idle fee at supercharger stations. So when you go to a station to charge your car, supercharger station, if you don't move your car within 5 minutes of charging your vehicle, you're going to get dinged a fee. 40 cents per minute. And it'll be retroactive for the first 5 minutes. So if it's a 6 minute, you got to pay for those first 5 minutes. So that's $2. So fees, right? The middleman taking some money. So you know, it's kind of akin, they say, to leaving a car parked at a gas station. But we all do that, right? Sometimes you fill it up and you run in and you get some snacks. I mean, it's courteous to pull into a parking space. I hope you do that. But anyways, they are going to, because there's a couple charging stations around here where I see some Teslas, and they're like lined up, because there's not that many charging stations. There's not that many Teslas either, but anyways, they do line up, and it takes a while to charge, so that would be pretty frustrating if somebody's in a restaurant having a meal or something, and you're waiting for a charging station. Tesla stock this week, by the way, was up over 5%. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyways, you know, that's the only notes I had today. You know, China is going to return that drone. China has been in the news about the drone, and some of the shows were talking about it today, about them kind of taunting, not President Obama as much, but kind of at President Trump, or President-elect Trump. And Trump has, of course, made some statements, as he is tend to do. So we'll see how that goes. China's done the same. They went over some of the history that China did with Clinton and George Jr., talking about, was it the plane and the Air Force guys that they had for a while? So China tends to do that, right? And there'll always be a little thorn in our side, but most of it's kind of regional issues over there. But they do compete with us on a global scale. And we'll see if Trump gets in there and he starts doing, you know, sanctions or tariffs or fees against China, because that could provoke a response as well, right? China isn't one for laying down and just taking it, right? Russia's been in the news as well. The Electoral College, all of that you're probably well aware of. And we'll see what happens Monday. But my thought, and I totally expect, maybe Trump doesn't get 306 votes. There's that guy in Texas with kind of an interesting past, if you've been following that story about, you know, he claims he was a 9/11 hero, but was he really? Search for that on Google and see what kind of information you find about the companies he says he worked for and the things that he said he did, and whether or not he really did it or not. Is it really news or is it fake news? Anyways, so that guy looks like he may vote for Hillary or somebody else, right? So maybe Trump only gets 305. And of course, the Hollywood celebrities put out their ad begging folks to pick a more responsible person for president. So we'll see if that gains any traction. I don't think so. The Electoral College, the members of the Electoral College are probably going to, for the most part, remain loyal to the voters of their state. That's my guess. Well, hey, it's Saturday. My market thoughts are I am still long. I'm still long for these next 2 weeks. If I make any changes, I will mention it. But for right now, I still am nearly 100% long. I've got some cash on the sidelines that I've accumulated. Nothing I sold, but that I may deploy somewhere. Haven't decided where. But anyways, well, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.
And the music will be from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music. And this is Sahib Radio with Lost in Egypt. See ya.